I'm James Bond with Froggy 94.9 with Dave Capozzi, social studies teacher at Mount Pleasant Junior Senior High School, who was nominated and then chosen to be one of our teachers to be honored during Teacher Appreciation Week. Dave, a couple of questions for you. A lot of people say that teaching is a calling. How did teaching and coaching, you're the baseball coach as well, how did this call to you?
Number one, it has to be a passion, just like anything else in life.
We hope.
Yes.
That's what we tell our kids. Do what you love.
There's no doubt about it. When you can get up every day and you enjoy what you're doing, it's definitely a blessing.
We're honoring you today for the outstanding work you're doing, but was there a teacher that inspired you, like you're inspiring your students? We hope.
Well, I hope I am also.
Well, clearly by this honor, you are.
I'd like to say that there were more than one. I can't really pinpoint one in particular. I've been fortunate enough to have a lot of people in my life that have been great influences, teachers, my parents, coaches that I've had throughout my life. To pinpoint one would be doing a disservice and injustice to a lot of people that helped me along the way.
Your students know you as Mr. Capozzi, social studies teacher and coach, and they may have come to know a little bit about you, but what would they be surprised to know about Mr. Capozzi, Coach Capozzi?
I enjoy riding my motorcycle, and not all of them would look at me and think that I would be a guy that would drive a motorcycle, but I do. I enjoy taking some rides on the weekends when I get the opportunity.
Helmet or no helmet?
We leave that one alone?
I have kids and grandkids. My wife is informed I have to wear a helmet.
You are the teacher, but what do the students teach you every day?
I've been fortunate enough to be here for 28 years in Mount Pleasant, and as you go through each year, times change, students change, but a lot of things remain the same. I have seniors and 17, 18-year-olds sometimes get a bad rap, but for the most part, I like to look at them and I see them the same way that I was back at 17, 18 years old. But one thing I do tell them is I let them know every day I am so fortunate and so glad that when I was their age, I didn't have media and phones available to videotape everything.
it sure does feel a little more challenging, right?
It is definitely challenging for that respect because they're used to having the technology at their fingertips every minute of the day, and it's hard for them to get away from it. It can be used for so many good things, but sometimes it can be tempting to be used for things that aren't so good also. Yeah.
If your students could take away one lesson from you, Mr. Capozzi, from you, the most important takeaway from their time with you.
Well, I hope that they can enjoy themselves, laugh at themselves, and try to figure out who they are, not necessarily what they want to be, but who they are inside, and take that who they are to what they want to be and what they want to accomplish in life.
Dave Capozzi, social studies teacher, baseball coach at Mount Pleasant Senior High School, a student that nominated you said, Mr. Capozzi helps with our life problems as we go through each lesson. I can honestly say Mr. Capozzi's class is the only one I can truly say I learned something that will stick with me for a lifetime.
Very humbling.
Our Froggy Teacher of the Day during Teacher Appreciation Week, congratulations, Dave, and keep on inspiring these young people.
Thank you, and I greatly appreciate it. Thank you, everyone.